This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The entertainment industry can be particularly hard to break into.
Yes, incredibly difficult and challenging. It definitely is. The industry definitely holds a lot of rejection, but at the same time, you know, I've focused throughout my life on not taking that on a personal level, and any type of feedback that I get, I make it constructive, and I always want to improve myself and get to the point, you know, where I succeed. So staying positive is a huge one. And then obviously when you do succeed, it's even better when you have gone through hardships and stuff. I guess, you know, it's exactly like the movie. There's always going to be obstacles in life, and then when you succeed, or if, you know, if your dreams change along the way, it's just as sweet because you're getting something that you've always wanted.
And tell us about your character Kat in the Dance Academy film. Where is she up to?
So Kat now, it's a little bit of life imitating art, or maybe art imitating life. She's kind of gone from being a dancer into more of an actor. So I don't know how much I can really give away before it comes out, but
you've got to keep some of it under wraps for us. But that touches on an important point that you raised about that idea of your dream changing. Have you ever felt like that happened for you personally?
Yeah, for sure. I guess, you know, growing up, I wanted to be a prima ballerina. You know, I went to a performing arts school just like Kat did in the series, and I wanted to be a ballerina, and then my body just wasn't going to allow it. You know, technically, I didn't have the turnout or the flexibility. I definitely had the passion, but I guess, you know, I continued dancing, and then this whole avenue of acting opened up, and it sort of just performing in general became an absolute love and dream, and it's continued into my adult life.
Without saying too much about what happens for Kat in the film, there is a moment of minor scandal, okay, and it touches on the pressures, I think, of young celebrities to try and cut through in the industry to make a name for themselves. For you personally, I mean, growing up in the industry, of course, and then also playing someone in it in Dance Academy, how do you keep your head about you while still trying to make a name for yourself when you do have so many additional pressures now with social media, etc.?
This one's a hard one, I guess, because, you know, I was saying to someone before about social media, and that, you know, self-worth shouldn't have to be, you know, how many likes that you get on a photo and how many followers that you have. I have a really amazing family and friend group around me that definitely keep me grounded. And I've always sort of wanted to remain that way, because I like who I am, and I don't want to be someone who, you know, isn't appreciative of other people and other people's situations around me as well. I like to, you know, the fact that I have empathy for other people, I think I like that about myself. So it's important to make sure that you're thinking about the people around you at the same time. And I think with the industry, people can start to be treated like kings and queens, I guess, if they become famous or something like that. And so I think for Kat, when that can start to happen, for sure it'd be hard. And given that she's young as well and doesn't have too much life experience in the industry, it can definitely be hard to lose your head a little bit. But for me, you know, the fact that I've, like I said, have a really grounded family around me who keeps me humble, I suppose, is a really important thing. Mm. And you know, on top of that too, I just want everyone to succeed and be happy. So when people are going through hardships and stuff, I make sure that I'm there for them. And you know, it's not going to be all about one person in the situation. You know, everyone's got their own story, and you should always make sure that you're not saying something that's going to, I guess, be detrimental or hurt someone else, you know?
It's awesome. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us, and all the best with the rest of the adventure that is Dance Academy.
Thank you so much, guys. It was awesome speaking to you.